We have heard Cantico Spirituale di San Juan de la Cruz by Enzo Minarelli, sound poet from Italy, who is my guest here in the station. Enzo, one of the things that you've done over the years is served as a champion and advocate for sound poetry, and you have published numerous recorded anthologies of sound poetry. How is it that you came to that position, and how was it that you were able to contact and release these many recordings? I'm sure it was a mission of passion rather than, you know, great financial rewards. But what is it that led you to serve as a great advocate for sound poetry?
No doubt, it was something due to great passion. It happened early 80s. The official publisher were interested in this kind of experimentation, but not in the way I did like. So they were interested, but they said only in this direction. But they wanted my view open, not only to the kind of sign poetry which could be similar to music or something to easy listening. I wanted to have a deep professional research in the field of sound poetry. And practically the unique solution was just to found a publishing house. And exactly that was the case. This happened in the early 80s with the label is Tre Vitre. Tre Vitre, it comes from my previous experience because I had an international show in Ferrara called Visioni, Violazioni, Vivisezioni. I don't want to translate in English all this, but practically these three words start with V, and so is Tre Vitre just a pun, just a linguistical game about this, and practically is three as a number and three as a letter. The first series of records, 45s, were dedicated to some historical poets. The first were, I remember, Rigoletto Totino and Henri Chopin. Then I had also a number dedicated to American sound poetry. Maybe you remember pretty well. It's Charles McKenyon, Bess Anderson, and somebody else that now I don't remember at this moment.
Ernst Robson?
Yes, and Robson, yes. And maybe there was another one that now, there were four anyway. Then I had another number dedicated to French, Pierre and Yves Garnier. Then something to the new Italian one. And, it was a short experience. It was really appreciated. But I have to say that before starting this label, I forgot that I edited what is considered now a sort of historical anthology and almost a treasure, unbelievable, I think. I can find many record merchants still nowadays. They look at me, but I still have no copies about Voxin Poet. Practically sold out, and they were able just to pay me any kind of money, which is unbelievable because when I started, difficult to sell, and now after 20 years, they ask me, well, I'm able to buy any price you do, but I have only two copies for my archive, and I defend it till death. But this Voxin Poetry was a compilation, sound poetry, where I tried to match most famous historical sound poets like Bernard Isaac, for example, or the Hungarian Tibor Pap, with the new ones, which is always my style. So I don't forget poets of my generation, because I don't know if it was my luck or I was unlucky just to be born in the middle of the century, 1955. And so it was... I was too young for the historical generation, and maybe too old for the new one. In all the books that appear in Italy, when I'm compiled in some anthology, I'm described just like a sort of solitary kamikaze going towards the desert, helped by nobody. But I like this image because really don't belong to any kind of groups. But anyway, after this first series I mentioned, 45 records, I started a new one, Trevi Tre Pairs, where I matched some poets belonging to Italy to poets belonging to another country. And so we had Italy, Canada, Italy, Spain, Italy, Mexico, Italy, Hungary. I had also California, Italy again. So California is, I like this place. So quite often I'm here. And I had also this this research, and practically the experience was over in 1993. And nowadays, I think that apart from Vox in Poetry, which is sold out, some days I'm still selling these series to some merchants and so on. And it was an experience that if you want to analyze and to study some poetry in the world, you have to cross and you have to face this kind. I'm happy because my choice were independent, and my unique direction was to document the situation around me. I try to be objective, of course. That's why, I put forward the poets of my generation. I don't know if this is a limit or not, but if you analyze the Henri Chopin experience with this Sankhya
Genius Olor, Galicula Chiropus, Fulicula Atra, Vanellius Vanellius, Pluvialis Apricaria, Numenius Arcuata, Limosa Limosa, Tringa Totonus, Larus Argentatus, Larus Vidibundos, Larus Canus, Larus Fuscus, Columba Palumbus, Columba Oenas, Pica, pica, corvus corone, corvus monetula, turdus merula, parus major, passer domesticus, passer montanus, codiceps nigricus, ardea cinerea, cinius olor, anser, anser, anas et stretua, anas creta, tadomia tadora, menius menius, buteo buteo, tutti niculos, perdix perdix, galicula Chiropus, Fulica Atra, Vanellius Vanellius, Pluvialis Apricaria, Vanellus Vanellius, Arenaria Interpres, Numenius Arcuata, Limosa Limosa, Tringa Totonus. Larus Argentatus, Larus Vidibundus, Larus Canus, Larus Fuscus, Columba Onas, Pica Pica, Corvus Corone, Corvus Monedola, Turdus Merula, Perus Major, Passer Domenicus, Passer Montanus, Passer Montanus. Nevermore. Nevermore.